T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are getting ready for Halloween, and my plan today for Read on the Road was to be live at the Ashland Berry Farm. And, you know, it's been a while since I've been out to the Ashland Berry Farm, so as we do with all of our live programs, we send our guy out there to check the signal and make sure that we're going to be able to do the show. And guess what? We found out the Ashland Berry Farm is just outside a spot where we could get a good signal. So here I am in the studio today, which means I don't get to hang out with Ken Gustafson, who's the owner of the Ashland Berry Farm. But I'm glad we can have you on the air today, Ken. How you doing?
Very good. Very good. Good morning.
I have been watching my Facebook feed, and it seems like everybody I know in town, if they've got little kids, they have gone out already to pick their pumpkin so that they can do their carvings as they get ready for a Halloween day. And then the ones who have older kids have made a trip out in the evening for the Terror on the Farm expo that you've got going on. Tell me about both of those elements that are available at Ashland Berry Farm.
Well, we have free hay rides out to the pumpkin patch starting at 1 o'clock weekdays, mm-hmm. and then all day Saturday and Sunday. It's all the pumpkins you can carry and take 3 steps for $20.
So that's the trick. You can pile them high, but you got to be able to walk. It's not just stand there at the cashier.
Yep, yep. So it's a lot of fun to watch people pile all those pumpkins. And they pick somebody in the family to do it. And, we sell a lot of pumpkins. It's a tremendous pumpkin crop this year.
Well, last time I was out there, I remember seeing a huge pumpkin that I just couldn't even believe was not fabricated in some Hollywood studio. What's the biggest pumpkin you've got out there this year?
Well, this year, what we did, we have over 50 miles of drip irrigation. And we have from basketball size on down. But the really big, big, big pumpkins are gone. So now it's jack-o'-lantern size pumpkins.
The healthy size for a regular family, regular Halloween. Okay. And then I did take note of this Terror on the Farm event. And it says 4 terrifying haunts. And a lot of our colleagues from the radio station, anticipating that we were going to be out there this morning, went to Terror on the Farm last night. And oddly enough, I've not heard from them this morning. I'm assuming everything went okay.
We're still looking for them. They're out there in the woods someplace.
Tell me about Terror on the Farm. How many years have you been doing this?
I think it is 40 years.
No way.
So it started out with 1 haunted house, and now we are up to 4 haunted attractions in 2 of our greenhouses and a barn and then the woods.
How scary is it? Because, you know, some people are fine with just getting a little intimidated, and other people freak out.
Actually, it's very scary.
Oh, okay.
The 3D one is not as scary, but and we have it also. We also have a 3D we call Boo House for the kids during the day, but it is scary at night. And once it gets dark, this farm transfers over to a haunted. What we call Terror on the Farm.
So if somebody's listening today and they've got kids, what's the age range that you would suggest, cutoff?
That's the funny thing, because every kid is different. Uh-huh. But to see these parents that come every year, and I just, matter of fact, this weekend, I was talking to some people that have been coming here ever since we started every year. And when they moved out to Maryland, they came back here to come to the haunts. But these kids, they all say they want to go, and they'll get right up to the door, and they go, nope.
Not they change clown their
town.
Mind.
I don't. Those scared of clowns, and so they don't go into clown town.
Well, so, tell me about the price, because it is a ticket to get on site and participate in this stuff. But it doesn't break the bank. It seems like a really fun kind of family event.
Yeah, well, the parking course is free, and what we have is 4 attractions. You can buy them separately, and each one of the attractions is $10, except for the woods is $20, or what we call the Scream Pass, which is $30, and you can do all 4 of them. and I would say the vast majority of people buy the Screen Pass.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I'm sorry that I'm not out there with you this morning, and I hope I will eventually see my colleagues from the other radio stations who were out last night. But based on what they were posting, it looked like it was a heck of a lot of fun and good friendly scares. Ken Gustafson, the owner of the Ashland Berry Farm, I appreciate it very much, and hopefully I'll get out to see you before Halloween
Please do.
Thanks, Ken. All right.
Thank you.
And you know what? You can go to ashlandberryfarm.com, ashlandberryfarm.com, to get all the details about the various attractions and figure out which ones are the right ones for your family. Great time to be out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.